Father and Son, Holy Spirit. Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy. Envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Now, friends, and I apologize I was not with you yesterday. We had some technical difficulties. So we missed talking about the conversion of St. Paul. And the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul figures very importantly in today's Saint Feast Day, today is the feast of Saint Timothy. Saint Timothy was, he lived in the first century. He was born in Galatia in Asia Minor, the son of a Greek father and a Jewish mother. Timothy was a convert of St. Paul the Apostle around the year 47 AD. Timothy became a trusted friend and beloved spiritual son to St. Paul, laboring faithfully alongside him in his apostolic work for many years. Paul mentions Timothy repeatedly in his letters and dispatched him on important missionary work to the local churches he founded. Timothy was ordained to the priesthood at the hands of St. Paul and was later made Bishop of Ephesus. St. Timothy was stoned to death 30 years after St. Paul's martyrdom for having denounced the worship of the false goddess Diana. St. Timothy is the patron of intestinal and stomach problems because Paul admonished him to ease his penance and drink a little wine for the sake of his health instead of only water. His feast day is, of course, today, January 26th. And that's from morningoffering.com. And I know I tell you guys about it every day, but this is a great website. It gives you the liturgy of the hours, the morning lauds, the mid-morning terse, the midday sex, the afternoon none, and the evening vespers, and the night compline. You can also get the little office of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is anything but little. And then, of course, they give you a couple of links to, like today, they give you a link to the St. Joseph Missal published by Tan Books. And then the Order of Mass, the Missal of Pope St. John the 23rd, extraordinary form of the Roman Rite. And those are both going to be on Catholic.com. Again, that's Catholic.com because this website is owned and operated by the Catholic Company. So it's really a great website, and it's a very Catholic website. In fact, I'm going to read to you the daily verse. And this comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 19 to 24. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you so that I may be cheered by news of you. I have no one like him who will be genuinely anxious for your welfare. They all look after their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But Timothy's work, you know, how as a son with a father, he has served with me in the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him just as soon as I see how it will go with me. And I trust in the Lord that shortly I myself shall come also. So, see, he mentioned St. Timothy in the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. So it tells you kind of how important St. Timothy is. And then we're going to read about St. Timothy from Catholic.org. Again, all we know is that he's a first century saint. He was born at Lystra, Lycaonia. Timothy was the son of a Greek father and Eunice, a converted Jewess. He joined St. Paul when Paul preached at Lystra, replacing Barnabas, and became Paul's close friend and confidant. Paul allowed him to be circumcised to placate the Jews, since he was the son of a Jewess, and he then accompanied Paul on his second missionary journey. When Paul was forced to flee Berea because of the enmity of the Jews there, Timothy remained, but after a time was sent to Thessalonica to report on the condition of the Christians there and to encourage them under persecution, a report that led to Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, where he joined Timothy when he joined Timothy at Corinth. Timothy and Erastus were sent to Macedonia in 58, went to Corinth to remind the Corinthians of Paul's teaching. Paul would write two letters to the Corinthians, including one that has my favorite Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 4:1, "Now we shall be servants and stewards of the Lord." And that's what I hope to be. Let's see. So they were sent, they went to Corinth to remind the Corinthians of Paul's teaching and accompanied Paul into Macedonia and Achaia. Timothy was probably when Paul, when the apostle was imprisoned at Caesarea and then Rome and was himself imprisoned, but then freed. According to tradition, he went to Ephesus where he became its first bishop and was stoned to death there when he opposed the pagan festival of Catagogion in honor of Diana. Paul wrote two letters to Timothy, one written about 65 from Macedonia and the second from Rome while he was in prison awaiting execution. And, of course, his feast day is today, January 26th, and this comes from Catholic.org. That's Catholic.org, which is also a very good website. It gives you a link to information about lots of popular saints, patron saints, the saint of the day, the mysteries of the rosary, popular prayers, prayer of the day, daily Bible readings. It's preparing for Easter and Lent with a page up on Ash Wednesday already. And so it's really a very good Catholic website. It asks a very important question today on speaking with the deacons, and this will be live on Wednesday 1/24, which is 2 days ago at 10 a.m. Pacific Daily Time, Pacific Standard Time, not Daylight Savings Time. And the question is, do I really have to attend Mass every Sunday? And of course, the answer is absolutely. Every Sunday is a holy day of obligation. Every Sunday, unless you are sick or have some great excuse, all four tires on your car went flat, you fell walking out the door and broke your leg and had to go to the emergency room, which you had best called your priest and get the blessing of the sick, the anointing of the sick right then and there. But any number of things, unless one of those things happens, it's a holy day of obligation every Sunday. But we divert from the topic, which is St. Timothy and Catholic.org. So St. Faustina, pray for us. St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. St. Paul, pray for us. St. Timothy, pray for us. Now we're going to move on to the three Hail Marys novena. I know I usually talk about what's going on around the network before the three Hail Marys novena, but we've got plenty of time, so I'm going to pray the novena first. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that would be the special intentions of all of us together, those listening and those not listening but streaming later. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despair not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us the meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seat of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessities. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary most pure, pray for us. Mary, Virgin Mother of the Christ Child, pray for us. And guys, remember, it's still Christmas until Candlemas, which comes on February 2nd, at least according to the traditional Catholic Church. And here in the Diocese of Birmingham in Alabama, we have been given a special plenary indulgence to make a special prayer in front of the Nativity. And we can do that anytime we go to church. We can get that plenary indulgence every day through February 2nd, and this comes from the Holy Father, Pope Francis. So keep that in mind. There's a plenary indulgence out there. I don't know if it's available everywhere, but it's available here in Alabama. So anyway, let's talk about our broadcast. We're going to start with this morning on the Catholic Ken Apologetics show. He did a really great show on the Word of God. I listened to the whole thing. I was mesmerized throughout. Probably cost me about an hour and a half of work because I listened for an hour, and then I spent a half hour afterwards thinking about what he said. So, y'all, it was a really poignant show today. I highly recommend that you listen to it. It's streaming on the Blog Talk Radio website, and I'll give you that link in just a minute. It's streaming like all of our shows are streaming, and that's blogtalkradio.com/the4persons. And then if you hit enter, it'll take you to our page. So that's Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/the4persons, PERSONS. And hit enter, and it's going to take you to our Blog Talk Radio page where you can get links to all of our shows. So Ken's show this morning was really good, and I'll know later today or tomorrow what his topic for next Friday is. I'll tell you, I'm addicted to Ken's shows. He does a really great job, and I enjoy listening to them. Another show that I'm becoming addicted to is Burnt Toast and Coffee with William Hemsworth, or as we like to call him, Sir William of Hemsworth, and that's on Saturday at noon Eastern, which is 11 Central, 10 Eastern, 9, 10 Mountain, and 9 Pacific, or as my cousin and I like to say, specific time. And he's going to be doing an interview on natural family planning. You're not going to want to miss that show. We don't have Lisa Marie Nicole this week, but we will have her next week. And for the life of me, I can't remember who her guest is. I will find out, and I will make sure that you know tomorrow and every day for the rest of the week until her next show on February the 3rd. And then on Monday at 7 Eastern, which is 6 Central, we've got Luke and part 4 of the Gospel of John. And I have found the Gospel of John to be incredibly mesmerizing. I'm really enjoying that show. So I'm going to go back and listen to him on the Gospel of Matthew and just wish I had been listening to the Gospel of Matthew the whole time, because it's really amazing insights and a really good show from Luke. So I'm highly impressed, and I'm pleased and thrilled to call him a friend. Two other people that I'm pleased to call a friend are Paulette and Tony Rock. They own the Rock Company Shop in Bethlehem, Israel. And you can go to their web shop, Rock, R-O-C-K, company, spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, shop.com. That's the Rock companyshop.com. They are your source for rosaries, statuary, olive wood trinkets, olive wood rosaries. They have rosaries that have holy dirt from Israel. If you didn't get something for Christmas that you really wanted, check out the Rock Company Shop. You might find it, you'll certainly find great gifts for all your friends and family for Easter, and a few things for Lent. You know, give some friends rosaries for Lent. Rosaries are always an important thing to have for Lent, because Lent is a time to pray the rosary more than ever, especially the sorrowful mysteries. And I can't stress the importance of the way of the cross enough. So we've got to start working on that, folks. Start getting ready for Lent. So anyway, that's the rockcompanyshop.com. And for books and stuff like that, recommend EWTNRC.com. or Catholic.com. And friends, I want you to have a great rest of your day. And so long as the creeks don't rise, I'll see you tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I love you all. My name is Richard Pettis.